Right now in Somalia, there's some big, bad shit going down. This summer, Islamists staged a coup. Collectively known as the Supreme Islamic Courts Council, they basically own the country right now. They control the capital, Mogadishu, and a good deal of the rest of the country. They also have widespread popular support. This is because on top of Somalia having a huge Muslim majority, the SICC has also done a lot of good in the country. Case in point, Mogadishu is currently stable, and the port there, which has been closed for 11 years, has finally been reopened. But it's not all roses. Leadership of the SICC has been linked to Al-Ittihad. Not only does this organization have supposed umbilical ties to Al-Qaeda, they've also plainly stated that they wish to create a pan-Somali East African Islamic Caliphate from which to attack infidel nations like Saudi Arabia and Yemen. Now, Saudi Arabia and Yemen probably aren't too happy about this, but it's even worse for Somalia's neighbors. Formation of this East African Caliphate requires the takeover of all or part of the neighboring states of Ethiopia, Djibouti, and Kenya. Other nearby countries are certainly not sitting by passively. Eritrea doesn't care much for Ethiopia. They've been accused of smuggling weapons to the Islamists, mostly to piss Ethiopia off. Uganda, meanwhile, has led the formation of a multinational peacekeeping force, which may or may not actually be there to prop up the flagging Somali transitional government. They sent troops in to assess the situation a few days back. The SICC has threatened to attack, saying that the incursion is an act of war. Meanwhile, the Islamists have threatened journalists to exaggerate reports of Islamist actions and have stated that they will not recognize civil service organizations in the capital.
Please hang up and try again.
How much of that was news to you? I have a confession to make. I only know all of that because I'm taking a class on Middle Eastern politics, and part of my homework involves writing up a weekly summary of Somalian current events. In class Monday night, there was broad indictment of the American media, American culture, and a supposed homogeneity of American opinion. So broad, in fact, that it bordered on unanimous. I say bordered because it was a consensus minus one. I disagree. The first charges dropped squarely on an American media bias. Some members of the class said that the American media focuses solely on an American perspective. Others attacked the ownership of American media outlets, saying either that they are owned by too few or that the political stances of the owners color the reporting. Some challenged the very capitalist notion of media outlets being privately owned, suggesting that the political stances of owners seeping into reporting is an effect not of poor ownership, but of private ownership of the outlets in general. Still others suggested that the capitalist enterprises can only sell American shock news, and that's why we get an American biased perspective. I think that there are plenty of reasons to not like the American media. Let's talk about JonBenet Ramsey for a minute. Actually, let's not. The American media has that covered. Media exists for human consumption. Generally, when we consume things, we do so for some purpose. When we consume food and drink, most of that purpose is clear and dictated by biological necessities. We need a certain amount of fuel to maintain our bodies and levels of activity. Different types of fuel can help us optimize our bodies and performance in these activities. Consuming the wrong kind of fuel may not lead to the optimized physique or performance you seek, but as the sales receipts for junk food show, it's probably not going to kill you on a short-term scale. When we consume news media, our purpose is ostensibly to learn something about the world around us, preferably something that will be useful in our day-to-day lives. We watch the Weather Channel because knowing that it's going to rain is half the battle. Grabbing the umbrella is the other half. A story about local robbery might help us decide whether or not to install that security system. Stories about medical breakthroughs can give us hope for loved ones. Stories like the JonBenet case, on the other hand, do not generally teach us about the world around us. knowledge of the intimate details of the case is only instructive for a handful of people, the investigators, the family, and so on. I think a parallel can be drawn between stories such as this and junk food. Both satisfy an instinct we have to consume, whether it be information or calories, but neither provide quality nourishment. The indictment of American culture hinges on the fact that the media spends so much time focusing on these empty calorie stories. Media outlets need viewers to stay on the air. People are watching this stuff or they'd show something else, right? The fact that the American people seem to prefer this sort of story to international news is something that most of my class views as really, really horrible. But think about it. What purpose does consuming international news serve for your average person? Honestly, I think a dose of specialization is healthy here. On any given day, a lot of stuff happens. In fact, on any given day, a lot of stuff happens within about 10 miles of you. It's pretty likely that the stuff happening closer to you is going to be more relevant to your day-to-day life than the stuff happening halfway around the world. You can only eat or read so much. There's simply not enough time in the day to keep track of everything. If something's got to go, pitch JonBenet first, please. I'm sick to death of her. But after that, if you decide that you just don't care enough to keep up with the day-to-day happenings in Madagascar, I'm not going to think you're a bad person. I'm going to think you're smart. I made the choice to sign up for a class on Middle Eastern politics because I have an interest. I happen to get into a lot of debates about the propriety of certain actions in the region, and I'd rather not be talking out of my ass. The fact that the class I'm in is full would seem to contraindicate the claims made by my classmates that no one in America cares about the rest of the world. There is an awful lot to care about right here. I think there's a tendency in college courses, particularly in the humanities, to use classrooms as a forum for bitching about everyone who's not interested in the same stuff you are. I think that's lame. There are a lot of subjects I'm just not that into. But I'm glad that someone's got them covered. I'm a physics major. At a university with 15,000 students, there are only about 25 physics majors. Do I lament the lack of interest? Honestly, sometimes I do. More people who know physics means more people for me to talk with about physics. Do I think that a lack of interest in physics suggests some sort of deficiency in a person? No. One of the things that makes living in the here and the now so fantastic is the diversity of human interests. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I don't advocate ignoring the world around you. I also don't advocate trying to learn about everything in the world. If you really want to broaden your horizons, here are a few suggestions. First, consume international media in the broad sense. I subscribe to the RSS feed for the World subsection of Google News. It's a good way to get an overview without getting overwhelmed. I also, for the duration of the class, subscribe to a narrower feed for Somalia. If you find yourself absorbed in the events of a particular place, feel free to focus in on that place. It's your time. Second, try playing around with different fields. The library is free most places. Go and pick up a book on a topic that you've been itching to explore. Most importantly, do these things because you want to do them. Don't let someone play the intellectual snob card on you and strong-arm you into learning about something just because they think you should know about it. People will try to sell you on their interests as a way of validating those interests. Don't buy into that. Go after what you want. Self-directed interests become passions, and I think we could use a few more passionate people around, instead of more smug, self-important snobs.